With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Strong storms moving across the South include damaging winds, tornadoes, isolated hail, and flash flooding as the area continues to see record-breaking warm temperatures. National Weather Service Atlanta meteorologist Laura Bellinger says severe weather has already caused some damage in the area.
Overnight last night, there were some storms in far northwest Georgia, some high wind speeds that did cause some damage. For example, we've got reports of some trees down up in northwest Georgia, in addition to like a chicken coop that was damaged in a particular area.
A 10-year-old boy is in critical condition in Tennessee after being swept into a storm drain in a community southeast of Nashville. Some good news for home buyers.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to about 7.1%. That's the lowest it's been since early April. It's still only down slightly from about 7.2% last week. The pullback follows a five-week string of increases. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. So the recent overall upward shift in mortgage rates is an unwelcome trend for home buyers in what's typically the housing market's busiest time of the year. I'm Alex Vega.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal appeals court is rejecting Hunter Biden's bid to dismiss his federal gun indictment. This as the president's son set to stand trial next month. Prosecutors say Biden illegally purchased a revolver in 2018 while using drugs. Biden's also facing a federal tax indictment. President Trump's 18-year-old son is picked by Florida's Republican Party as a state delegate to the GOP National Convention. Florida GOP chair said Wednesday that Barron Trump will be one of Florida's at-large delegates at the July convention, where the party will officially make former President Trump its presidential nominee. Three other Trump children, Eric, Tiffany, and Don Jr., will also be delegates. This is SRN News. Florida takes on woke banks. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that addresses a new trend in which some financial institutions are closing the accounts of Christian and conservative organizations. The banks say they're not targeting anyone in particular, but the problem seems to be affecting certain types of groups a lot more than others. The new Florida law allows people to file a grievance with the state if they think a bank has done them wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven more states are suing to challenge a new federal regulation that would promote transgenderism. The lawsuits have been filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma, but Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota are also plaintiffs in the Missouri case. The legal action marks the latest attempts to prevent the Biden administration from shoehorning transgenderism into the 1972 Title IX civil rights law that protects women. This is SRN News. Some tension in a South American country.
Guyana's government gave permission for the U.S. military to fly two FA-18F Super Hornet jets over its capital to demonstrate the close military and other forms of cooperation between this oil-exporting South American nation and the United States. The country had about 3 hours' notice of the exercise through an American embassy announcement, but most people appeared to have been surprised by the flyover that comes amid tensions between Guyana and Venezuela over a large swath of Guyana's territory. A Guyana government statement said the exercise seeks to deepen the ongoing security cooperation between our two countries. Keith Peters reporting.
Utah police say two skiers have died after an avalanche hit the Salt Lake City area. The avalanche happened on Utah's Lone Peak, a popular area of Little Cottonwood Canyon. Three skiers were initially reported missing. More details at srnnews.com.